Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Oh, there we are. There it goes.
I haven't said anything yet. I've got to sit. I do the sigh.
Yeah.
The verbal yoga, and then I say, "All right, Bob." So right.
All right. So we'll go back if you want. It was just. It sounded like you were having a very difficult movement.
No, I did that before I came on.
Well, I thought it was I was worried that it wasn't actually the sigh. And
you know fine well that I do that before.
Off you go. Do your sigh. I won't interrupt.
All right, Bob.
All right, Andrew.
What have you got in your mouth?
Pack of crisps. Plain. Ready salted crisps.
Yum, yum.
You'd like to get your hand in the pack, wouldn't you?
How exotic.
I noticed you didn't call me honky.
No, I didn't think that took, really. I'll go back to it. Do you want us to go and do that again, then?
No. I just wonder, if you were going to go me honky, I was going to pull you up on it.
Well, it was honky tonk.
Well, honky tonk. You don't think I'm a country and western bard, do you?
I wouldn't say you're not.
You know, obviously I'm not. So I presume you're calling me a honky.
There's an element of sadness about you. So,
but what's sad? Where does honkies? Is
country and western and sadness just go hand in hand, don't they?
You just want to be a black bloke in a Chrysler limousine or something, don't you? Calling white people like me honkies.
Yeah, all right then.
Do you know where honky comes from?
Go on then.
It comes from white people honking their horn at black prostitutes.
Does it?
Yeah, that's takeaway value for the listeners.
Wow, we're in straight away with a fact attack.
Yeah.
A Bob Mortimer fact attack. So anyway, how have you been, Bob?
I've been fine.
Enough of that. Let's move on. Today on the podcast, we've got usual stuff, memory man.
Excuse me interrupting again. But you call me a honky, right? And I was trying to think what I would call you. And as I look at you now, I can see like a very cheap grey shoe that comes to mind, a pasty, maybe like a living pebble, but I can't put some of them together in a word. I suppose the word is Andy, innit?
Well, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
I suppose. Anyway, so hello, Andy. Thank you for the sigh.
Okay, honky tonk, let's move on. Shall we start by establishing your credentials like we usually do with your memory man thing?
Yeah, I want people to realise the expertise I bring to the table. I remember all football statistics since 1876. Test me if you dare.
And it's my job to try and catch you out. And one of these days I'm gonna.
Go on then, try.
Right, memory man, brace yourself. Do you remember all them European nights at Anfield? Have a little puff on your crack pipe there while you think about it.
Yes, I do.
There it is.
There you have it.
The memory man strikes again.
What, you think you're going to catch me out with the legendary nights at Anfield, European competitions, the cops literally sucking the ball into the net?
I didn't think you'd remember all of them. I thought one or two of them might have slipped your mind.
Yeah, it took me, as you probably heard, I hesitated. There was a couple that were missing, but I put them into place and responded. Yes, I remember them.
Good.
There you go, are you happy?
Well, your credentials are now well established.
Okay.
Any readers or listeners or whatever, or viewers, whatever we've got that are unsure about why you're here,
there's now they know. The reason. Now, the Euros is coming up, Andy, and there's increasing excitement, certainly in my parish. I've got to be honest with you. And I've got a 55-inch curved Samsung, it is actually, for what that's worth, 4K television to watch it on. What will you be watching it on? A portable, something like that?
I've got a Benetton portable, yeah.
No, but seriously though, what's your setup? What's your rig?
Do we need to do this?
Yeah, well, I'd like to. No, I'd like to discuss what is this, the perfect.
This feels like another example of you trying to class shame me.
No, I'm not. I'm thinking. For example, all right, I'll go first then. I'm thinking of getting a gaming chair. You know, like the youth use for the gaming.
I've seen them. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm thinking of getting one of them. Probably Barney the dinosaur. Yes, you're quite right. I'm thinking of getting one of them. Putting it right in front of the telly so there's no humans in my vision whatsoever.
Right.
Yeah. Drinking me lager, being pint pot on the floor, and maybe getting a 65-inch screen. And just wondered, what do you think about that, or have you got different arrangements?
Oh, you've already got a 55, what are you thinking of going up to a 65 just for the Euros?
Well, it's a smart telly I've got, right? Do you know what they are?
I thought you'd say that.
It's a smart, intelligent telly, and I'm thinking of putting that upstairs, so that me and the wife can watch our crime upstairs, you know. And I
what kind of crimes do you get up to?
No, watch.
And
the
why
crime.
Do you film them?
We watch crime TV, right? Investigation and Discovery, crime and investigation channels. And my club's called Bob's Crime Club. Yeah, but if I put the curved telly up there, it can be Bob's Curved Crime Club, and I think that'll give it like a reboot. You know what I mean?
It's just you and the wife, is it?
Yeah, we watched the crime. What of it?
Is she aware of the name of the club?
Yeah, I said, would you like to come to crime club tonight? She obediently obviously said yes. Yes, please. And we watched the crime. For example, last night, 999, killer on the line.
Did you walk up the stairs hand in hand together?
No, not necessarily. Not to be honest with you, Andy, no, because the wife tends to put the cats in their special duvet the last thing at night, whilst I go upstairs, have me piss, and then climb into bed all ready for her to say, are you coming to crime club tonight?
Well, I think we've learned quite enough about that already, haven't we?
So, but can we get back to my question? Are you not going to respond to it, or do you have any particular arrangement or particular dreams about your viewing?
Well, I can't afford a new television.
Okay.
I can barely afford a loaf of bread at the minute.
All right.
Times are hard, as I explained last week.
Yeah.
I've got a 40-inch sharp that I've had for about 4 years now.
Plasma or LED?
It's widescreen.
Is it plasma or LED,
I don't
Andy?
Know. How can you tell?
When you touch the screen, is it like wobbly?
I've never touched the screen.
Oh, Christ, so you never cleaned it then?
No.
Or have you got a cleaner?
No, I don't have a cleaner either.
Yeah. Well, I can sense that this is going nowhere with you, Andy, so I'll drop that subject. Maybe I will recommend to the viewers at home that they consider very low seating arrangement with no humans in your vision, and maybe it's 55-plus screen.
What if you've got your screen wall-mounted? You're down low, your screen's wall-mounted fairly high.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to end up with a bad neck by the end of Euro 2016, aren't you?
Well, I mean, if you are foolish enough to wall-mount a television, right, then obviously instead of a gaming chair, you're going to have to sit in a freaking stepladder, aren't you?
Why is it foolish to wall-mount a television?
Because the viewing angles are all to go to pot.
But you can angle it forwards, can't you?
Yeah, and instantly restricting your field of vision. Look, this is so dull. Let's get on something else. You weren't interested in it.
We already know you've got a cinema room, so I mean...
I haven't got a cinema room.
Clearly talking out your arse here.
Chicken dippers.
Yeah.
You mentioned chicken dippers last week.
Yeah, I do them in my air fryer, yeah.
You do them in your air fryer, and we'll come back to that later, I assure you. But I just wanted to say thank you, Andy, because when I first heard of chicken dippers, when you mentioned them, I exclaimed, what the fuck are chicken dippers?
You did.
And I've decided to try and ram that home as my new catchphrase, so thank you for that.
Righto. How are we going to bring that in, then? How are you going to shoehorn that into proceedings?
How am I going to do it?
Are you just going to come out with it?
Yeah. You'll see during the course of this.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
You've
Let's
got
try
a
and
plan.
Do it. Yeah. If you're absolutely skint, Andy, right?
Yeah.
I was thinking about like footballer superheroes, you know, can transform, a superhero transforming footballer. And I was thinking, like, if Lee Cattermole was, like, let's call him Captain Sunderland.
Yeah.
That's kind of that's paying a bit of lip service to Captain America.
But for
a smaller region.
Yeah.
And like, what he could do with you, you could call on him, he could knacker your legs up for you, right? And you could go down and get on the disability.
I could do. He could just do one of them agricultural tackles on us in me garden, couldn't he?
Yeah, you just call that like Captain. I don't know. Put with a light from your. Have you got a window at the top in your roof? Have you got a window on the roof for your bungalow, for example?
No comment, Bob.
No comment. All right, you could shine up. You could shine up onto the sky, something like Gyro or something.
Right.
And Captain Sunderland had come, Lee right. Catamall, knacker your legs.
Go right through us. In go the right.
Yeah. And you go down the disability.
How do I get down the disability, Bob? I can't afford the bus fare.
You say, well, I would imagine these days, for the likes of you, they'll probably pay for a taxi, won't they?
I don't think they do.
Yeah, I reckon they would.
Nah.
So that I was just, you know, I mean, that was just a little idea I had.
It's very good.
Thank you very much indeed.
Have you got more ideas?
Well, I was trying to think of the powers that Lee Catamall would have, and I wonder, maybe he would step in if the environmental health were about to shut down your pop-up Dolmio smoothie restaurant.
Well, you see, he'd act as kind of a legal representative for us.
Nah, he'd just step in and knack him, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean,
so just have him around as a sort of just a sidekick that would just get us out of any bad situation by knacking whoever's causing it.
Yeah, but like I'm going to call it, you know, you hear a lot on Twitter and that about first world problems.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm going to say that Captain Sunderland deals, he deals with lower class problems. You know, like Captain Sunderland, I need to get on a disability.
And where does Lee Catamall originate Bob?
Captain Catamall. They're going to shut
Lee
down.
Lee Catamall born?
Middlesbrough.
Exactly.
They're going to shut down. No, but you're not. Oh, yes, so you're calling for Captain Catamall. Captain Catamall, they're going to shut down my Dolmio restaurant. Yeah, whatever. I mean, what the fuck are chicken dippers anyway?
You'll see. What are these days?
Anyway, hey, you know, I was out in the corridor, or bumped into in the corridor.
Who?
Just out there.
Who's that?
William Hill. What are the odds of that happening, eh?
What, the odds of you bumping into William Hill? Probably.
Oh, it was my joke, Andy.
Is it?
It was my joke, fair.
Oh, the bookmaker, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I thought he was like, maybe he's like a parish councillor or something.
No, no. Do you have an alderman up in Sunderland who fiddles with kids and stuff?
Not anymore.
You don't employ one.
You have one.
Down here where I live.
Yeah. No, probably crawling with him, is it? An alderman on every corner. Warning your kids, don't talk to the alderman.
Do you know it was my birthday yesterday? Did you know?
Didn't know that, no. He must be really old now, eh? What, like 63, 64?
No, I'm 57. But I got a card from my Uncle Ben. Well, I opened it, loads of rice fell out of it, Andy.
What did you put rice in your card for, Bob? Is that like a private little in-joke you've got in the family?
In the family, yeah. He always loved his rice, did me, Uncle Ben.
Does he?
Yeah, he'd pop a bit in a drink.
He
a
must
drink,
be quite old, and if he's your uncle and you're like 63.
Yeah, no, he's well into his 80s now, me
Is
Uncle
he?
Ben. Yeah.
What's he look like?
Eh?
What does he look like?
He's a lot. I don't know. He's got much more of a Mediterranean hue than I have. Do you know what I mean?
All right.
Because he worked on the cruise ships.
Did he?
Yeah. He used to do an act where he had a rabbit that he swung round his head, and then he played a trombone, and lots of little snakes came out. But that's me. I'll tell you about my Uncle Ben.
That sounds like he's done really well for himself in life. But yet he doesn't send you a present, just a card. Hey,
not bad. He's done very well.
Sounds like a twat to me.
Let's play proper football.
Yes,
football.
We've enhanced it this week, haven't we?
We've got
best of three.
Go best of three. We've got a mystery judge who will adjudicate on this. Do you want to go first or second, Andy?
I'll go first.
Okay. Name your proper footballer.
Stephen Naismith.
Okay. I will combat that with James Collins. Stephen Naismith or James Collins? James Collins takes it, Andy. I will hit you with Alan Hutton.
Alan Hutton, and
proper
I
football.
Will come back at that with Moussa Dembélé.
Alan Hutton or Moussa Dembélé? Alan Hutton.
Oh, what?
Yeah, so we don't even need the third, but it is a good one. I bet you can't take it. Go on.
Seamus Coleman.
Seamus Coleman. All right, we'll take this. David Wheater.
He's not still playing.
Wheater takes
Wheater's
it.
Not still playing.
He is still playing. He was playing against Borough second last match of the season.
Seriously?
Yeah. He's got a gardener's chin. You know, he could dig a hole with it.
Jesus. He must be about 41 by now.
Wheater?
Yeah.
Why is he? He was really bad when he was really young.
He was born old. He was born old, was he?
So, next topic, I'll ask you to introduce, Andy.
Well, I think we should discuss footballers that you've met, Bob, because that's always a winning formula.
Okay. Well, can I ask for a special concession from you this week, please, Andy?
It depends what it is.
All right, I'll run it past you. I would like to talk about a football chairman that I have met.
Well, we'll give it a try. We'll see how it goes.
Okay. This week, I spent the day with Mr. Theo Papithetis. Papithetis?
That's it, yeah.
From Dragon's
chairman
Den.
Chairman of Dragon's Den.
And it was who was also chairman of Millwall FC for 8 years. And I was talking to him, and he obviously runs a string of electronic stalls, Andy. And I just thought you might be interested to know that his biggest seller at the moment is the Nutribullet. Do you know the Nutribullet?
Yeah.
Have you got one?
I've got a pint glass. What I do is that I'd squash all the fruit into the pint glass with my fist.
Yeah.
And then I put a beer mat over the top of it and give it a good shake.
Good old shake.
A couple of minutes. And that's pretty much the same as the Nutribullet, I think.
And when you shake, do your little knockers go up and down?
Maybe they do a little bit, but less and less so because of the fruit diet that I'm on.
Of course. You're already
that's
seen.
How I gauge how well it's working, how much my tits jiggle when I'm making the smoothie.
Yeah, and your smoothies are generally what, four parts lager, crisps?
No, there's fruit, there's half a banana, there's a couple of strawberries, a bar of Galaxy, some Angel Delight for flavour.
Well, it's done wonders for the skin, that flap of skin anyway. Under your neck, hasn't it?
Me wattle.
Or has that just got tighter, maybe? I don't know, as it fills up. So, anyways, Nutribullet was his bestseller. But I thought of you immediately because I said, well, but recommend me a product, Theo. You know, like as the retailer who has to deal with all the callbacks and all the problems and that. And he said, I would look no further, hear this, than the dry fryer.
Ah.
Absolutely in love with it, oh, same
the,
as you.
The air fryer is
the
air, call it.
Air fryer, yeah.
And this was just this week, was it? So that's just hot off the press.
Absolutely, just by chance. And he such an advocate like you. So I said, yes, but Theo, do you actually use it? And he's just like you, he said four or five times a week.
Yeah.
Says delicious chips.
Yeah, delicious chips, sausages, chicken portions, mini pizzas, chicken nuggets.
What mini pizzas?
Yeah.
Deep fried,
not
dry.
Deep fried, man. Fried with hot air. It's like an oven, but better.
So they go in flat on top of each other, these pizzas?
No. No, just one of them little sort of 7-inch size pizzas you can get from Aldi for like 49 pence.
Yeah.
It's cheese and tomato. One of them, 5 minutes in the air fryer. Bosh.
This 49p Aldi pizza.
Yeah.
Tell me about the cheese on it. Is it like an organic artisan cheese?
It's stringy cheese.
Rightio. But delicious, I suppose.
Spot on. Hits the mark every time.
So, and here's my revelation, which I just thought was quite interesting. I said, what was the worst low point when you were a chairman of Millwall? High point, of course, was the cup final, Man United, Millwall. But his low point was after a match. I can't remember which match it was. After a Millwall match, there'd been fighting and trouble and fighting the coppers and so on. And he said, I had to go on and face the TV cameras and try and explain why the Millwall fans had set two police horses on fire.
That's not funny.
It's terrible, isn't it?
Is that what they did?
He was saying, you know, there was nothing that he could say, but he had to go and be the face of Millwall.
And did he have an excuse?
I mean, there's no excuse for that, is there, Andy? I mean, I know Newcastle are punch horses,
they punched them, and one of the West, I think it was West Ham fans the other week, during that mini riot they had, one of them punched a horse's arse.
They punched a horse's arse.
That was quite good, but setting fire to one's a different ball game altogether, isn't it?
Why punch horses don't why? That's what they sing up there, isn't it, the Gallagher?
Read in the Piat. That's what they sing on the terraces of the Farm Foods Thunderdome, as it's now known.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
It's time for the wife's questions, Andy.
Oh, Jesus.
So here they go, provided by the wife. You keep saying Bob is a millionaire. Have you any proof of this? Because if he is, I'm not seeing any of it.
Well, there is countless amounts of proof on the internet. Lots of people have tweeted me this thing from Google or whatever, which says you have a net worth of $5 million.
Well, you believe that then, yeah?
It's on the internet, of course I believe it.
Right, so that's your proof. You tell my wife, go and have a look at the internet.
Go and have a look at the internet, put in Bob Mortimer, $5 million, and it'll come up. And you can print that out, take it to a solicitor, and it acts as a legal document.
Actually, it's weird that, isn't it? Do you think many wives look up the net worth of their husbands on the internet?
They're probably all on there, I would imagine.
Do you reckon your wife's been on it?
Don't know.
Second question. Were you in Lidl this week? And if so, did it not cross your mind to buy Bob a birthday present, e.g. some bratwurst slices or some tin cockles?
No, I haven't been in Lidl this week. I've been up the Aldi for me 49 pence pizzas, as I mentioned earlier. I didn't know it was your birthday. You never mentioned it. I don't want to go on your Wikipedia page or your fan club homepage and keep abreast of your movements or anything like that. If I had done, would I have bought you something? Chances are I probably wouldn't have.
I don't think
we're that friendly, are we?
All right, well, thank you for the answer. It's for the wife, not for me.
I just want to be honest.
Turning finally to the fungalow that you live in.
Thank you.
Andy, would you consider it to be a shithole?
Yeah, probably would, yeah.
Your fungalow is a shithole?
Deep down, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's fine. I've lived in shitholes in the past as well.
I've never thought of it like that before.
Yeah, I managed to...
It is.
Yeah?
It's a fucking disgrace.
Let's just to cheer you up a bit, Andy. Isn't this a funny idea? Football pundits and what sort of interior design they would have. Like, I think, so for example, Danny Murphy would be a bit like your gran, you know, G-Plan, net curtains for Micah Turnbull, that kind of thing. I think Robbie Savage, sort of hair salon at home vibe, you know, leather with mirrors, that kind of thing.
I disagree with that.
What do you reckon?
I think Savage is everything is white. You know John Lennon's room in the Imagine video?
Yeah.
It's just him and the piano and the wife. Mm. It's like that, except Savage just wears the white, but not a suit. He wears like a roll neck, and that's white, and everything's... It's basically, all you can see is what looks like his dismembered head floating around this purely white room.
I think you're onto some of that, Andy. But instead of the white piano, what would you have? A great big mound of ambrosia ice or something?
Probably.
Something like that. I think that's a good call. Fellaini, I was instantly thought of like brick effect wallpaper,
yeah,
and lots of animal pelts.
Probably walls painted black, I'd have thought, with Fellaini.
Yeah.
To reflect his mood. He's not a pundit either, but you know.
I'll allow you to deviate
away from what you'd started off here.
I apologise. Isn't he all right? What about, who's a pundit? Lawrenson. What about Loro?
Lots of chintz. But yeah. Ironic.
Ironic chintz.
Yeah.
I think he might have. Do you know, I reckon he's, you know, he's one of these people who like mumbles and grumbles and goes into his attic and, you know, makes little cages out of wire,
yeah,
to put dead birds in. And I think he might have like
those are trapped birds.
If any come in his attic, he might get the odd hornet. But I imagine like his walls is like there's lots of wooden structures, and he's glazed them and he's put fish in them, but just dead fish.
Yeah,
and he just sits there. Wondering if one day, like him, they'll rise up like a phoenix. You know what I mean?
Are they just lying on the floor of the tank? Then, or do you think he's got some kind of like jet propulsion system where they get floated?
I think it's what's called a dry aquarium, or in human words, a coffin. Do you know what I mean?
It's nice to use human words.
Yeah. What do you want to go on to, Andy? I've got plenty to talk about.
Well, I've got some questions for you as well.
All right, go on then.
Again, from blood relatives of mine. So
that's important.
More important than your questions, just by
okay.
Someone who's possibly pretending to be in love with you for your money. Bob, as a millionaire in your mansion in the Garden of England with your orchard and all that, do you allow your servants to knock off at night time, or do you only employ blind ones so that they're in a permanent state of darkness and content to your whims at any time, day or night?
I'm not a millionaire, Andy, and I don't have any servants apart from a gardener. Next question.
But do you employ blind ones?
No, I don't have any servants.
So that they'll work around the clock?
No.
Recognise daylight?
No.
Okay. Second question. Bob, as a millionaire with your mansion, your orchard and your go-kart track, do you allow your blind servants to listen to talking books on their day off, or do you lock them in a room with a TV that's only got the shopping channel on?
I don't have any servants, Andy, so I've no need for a locked room for them or any such entertainment.
So what do you have on the TV then if it's not the shopping channel?
What, on my TV?
No, for the servants.
I don't have
lock them in.
I don't have any servants. Am I allowed a question? No?
No, I wasn't allowed one when you asked me them, were you? So
okay. You don't ask, you don't get. Have you seen that advert for the telephone with Lee Francis or Keith Lemon, as you might know him?
Who's Lee Francis?
If you don't ask, you don't get it.
Who's Lee Francis? I know who Keith Lemon is, but who's Lee Francis?
They're the same person.
No, I'm confused by that. Anyway, Bob, with your orchard, your go-kart track and your Wi-Fi enabled hammock, do you make your blind servants sign a contract written in Greek that enables you to harvest their fingerprints and sell those fingerprints to the heads of South American drug cartels on what is commonly known as the dark internet?
No, I don't have any servants. I don't know what the dark internet is. I've no access to it or knowledge of it. Thank you, Andy.
How do you extract the fingerprints?
I don't have any staffs on
whom to... Is it some kind of acid that you use?
Andy, I don't have any staff. I have no interest in people's fingerprints.
Tweezers as well?
No.
And then you freeze them?
Have I answered your question?
Keep them in the freezer before you sell them on the dark internet.
No, I don't know what the dark internet is. Sorry.
I think we've all learned quite a lot about you here today.
Steve McLaren. What's he been up to?
What do you think he's been up to?
Well, it's only a tiny detail, but I think he had a Papa John's last night delivered, but it came whilst he was feeding his snake, and the big lass had it all. But that's right. Just a little detail. But he had, this week, quite a big occasion for him. He met up with the big lass, yeah, at the service station where they had their very first date, yeah? He had his light blue shirt on, short-sleeved light blue shirt, you know, from BHS. Nice little wool, brown wool tie. Then halfway through their cauliflower cheese, he got down on one knee and he said to the big lass, "Will you come to the Rope Museum in Thwaite one day with me, big lass?" And this, oh no, this happened. And she said, "Fuck off, Steve. Your arms look like hot dogs made of milk. I wouldn't be seen dead near them in a classy museum." And he said, "But love, I could wear a long sleeve shirt." And she said, and I thought this was quite touching, she said, "No, don't do that, Steve, because it just wouldn't be you."
Right.
Okay.
It's quite elaborate, isn't it?
It is a bit elaborate. Yeah, did you? What about you?
I reckon he's sat in the car because the big lass is in the Zumba class, and he thought he'd be allowed to sit and watch, but he's not. So he's just sat in the car.
He's just sat in the car?
Just really fucked off. Because, you know, it's too far from to drive home and then come back at the end of the hour.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be worth it. So yeah, he sat in the car, stewing.
Stewing, worrying about his snake at home. His big yellow snake.
Because he never left it for more than an hour before.
What's a quick snack for Steve McLaren? Is it beans on toast or pot pie or
buttered snacks?
A bowl of Weetabix?
A buttered Weetabix, Bob.
No, it isn't. There's only you eats buttered Weetabix.
I think you'll find, actually, on the social media, there's actually quite a small army of us now eating buttered Weetabix. I'm getting about 12 to 15 tweets every day. People who are saying that they've been trying it out.
Yeah, I mean, I just feel convinced that he's right. He's a beans on toast man. Yum, 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 he says. Yum, 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 I am not thin. You know, he's not bothered. Borough kit. Did you see the new borough kit?
I thought it was hilarious. Yeah, have they done that on purpose?
What? Done what on purpose?
The white band that's like slipped down, that looks like a cummer band on a drunken toff at an award ceremony.
It's a bit straight. It is going to look like, sadly, it is going to look like that their shorts are falling down, isn't it?
It's going to kind of probably look like a graph of their league position as the season goes on.
Which you can take either way, Andy. You can read it left to right, in which case we're going down.
There's only one way you're going, that's down.
You'll
start off with a couple of wins, nice bit of momentum from this season.
Yeah.
And then it'll all start to go tits up.
Yeah, we'll finish higher than you, Andy, to be honest.
Your players will be able to just draw the league positions on the white bit each week.
Yeah.
As it goes down and down and down and down.
You see,
if any of the fans buy the thing.
I don't envisage that happening. It's sold out, actually, Andy. They've had to restock.
Oh, they've sold all of them. I've all 25 already. So,
sold 7,000 first day, that's all we got in.
The alderman bought one, has he?
Yeah, he got a shorty.
Yeah.
Just exactly. So he can display himself. It's a good job. I tell you what, when I saw it, it's a good job. You know those like low centre of gravity fat-assed players, you know, like Wiltshire?
Yeah.
And Kenny Sampson?
Andy Reid was the best for them.
Enormous arse,
Andy Reid.
Yeah, you know, it gives them particular skills, doesn't it, with the low centre of gravity, but it would look terrible with that cummerbund resting on it.
Perched on the arse.
It would look terrible. It would look like the little chef, you know, something like that. No, I don't mind the kit. I think you can't judge these things till you see them in the flesh. Have you got a new kit, Andy?
Yeah, we've worn it already for our 3-0 victory against Everton in the Premier League, which retained our Premier League status.
And what
in the Premier League for another season.
What is it, red and white stripes?
It's red and white stripes, but it's got like a bit of gold across the top of the shoulders because we're brilliant.
Yeah.
Gold's the colour of brilliant, isn't it?
Red and white stripes, it's like the seaside colours, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, like, it's the comedy colours. It's like a stick of rock and all that. It's like postcards, comedy, you know, Stoke, Atletico Bilbao, Sunderland, the Eternal.
Yeah, you're trying to say Stoke City's a comedy club?
Yeah.
It looks a bit like Candy Rock, but nothing wrong with that.
No, there's nothing wrong with that. You know, like...
Bit of levity.
Cheer up you lads up there.
And we are near the seaside, so why not?
Do you actually call that the sea, where you are? Doesn't there come a point where the colour is so far from water that you can't call it sea?
No, actually, we've got one of the European flags on our beach.
Yeah?
That says,
what, the European one that says, don't fucking touch it with a barge pole?
One of the ones that says, be careful with your dogs. Obviously humans keep off, but be careful with your dogs.
Anything else, Andy?
Oh, I don't know.
My highlight of the season, I feel that I should...
The season's ended, hasn't it, really?
Yeah, it's ended. And my highlight, as for me, has got to be when Vardy got in Costa's face. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Oh, I loved that moment. That was a clash of two cultures, you know.
Yeah.
That was a defining moment for me. Of the attitude of Leicester and the decline of Chelsea.
Was it not just a pair of arseholes going head to head?
There is. That's the other interpretation that is becoming very popular here. How about you? What was your highlight?
For me, it was down in the non-league arena in the Skrillex League, I think it's called.
Yeah.
Where the sitting board manager got was the first manager to ever be sacked by hypnosis.
I don't understand.
Do you aware that the chairman got him in, and he got a hypnotist in as well.
Yeah.
Sat him down, and within a couple of minutes, this hypnotist had convinced the manager that he worked on the railways. Got up, left, off he went. No compensation package or anything like that. It's the future.
It's not true, though, Andy, you know?
It's pretty true.
It's a very good idea.
It's on Google. Look it up, kids.
Well, I want to go and watch Britain's Got Talent.
Do you?
Yeah.
Are you going to leave us with a song again, Bob? Because that's becoming something that you've got a tendency to do.
I'll sing you a song.
At the end.
It's not
just sing it to me, sing it to everyone.
I will do. Are you ready? Is there any announcements you want to make?
We're gonna do a live podcast in September, aren't we?
You are. I don't know about that.
Oh, no, I've told you about this.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to get some slides together.
Oh, good. There'll be a display, will there? Will you have a pointy stick?
No, I'll use you as the stick.
Will you have a clicker?
No, I won't have a clicker. But I'll have dance movements from another era for you to look forward to. I'll set one of my songs to music.
Right.
And you can play the cymbals or something.
All right. Well, if anyone fancies coming to see that atrocity, get more information on our Twitter feed, which is @AthleticOmins. Tickets go on sale Thursday, 31st of May.
Okay. Well, I'm going to do you my song then as sort of like as a farewell.
Please do.
And as a little full stop to proceedings. You'll have heard the tune before. I'm just a little mouse whose face got bent when a trap malfunctioned and crushed a quarter of me head. I've got one bulbous eye and a knackered lip, and all the other mice think I'm a fucking prick. That's me song.
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.